Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some unwelcome news out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Ever heard of it? Ever been to La Crosse? Great town. My nephew went to UW La Crosse, great university. A lot of friends in La Crosse, but their mayor has now announced that the city will not offer bottled water to people contaminated by forever chemicals in their water, their groundwater and wells, if it is under 15 parts per trillion. He said it would cost between $100,000 to $250,000 to do that. Now let's unpack this. This is outrageous. First of all, why aren't the companies that put in the forever chemicals paying for all of the water? All of it. Why is the city of La Crosse paying for any of it? Secondly, the present guidance is that you can't have more than 20 parts per trillion. There is a push by the DNR and by scientists to lower that. The mayor says, well, if it's under 15, no bottled water. People said to him, look, you know, I have kids. They're drinking this stuff. There's forever chemicals in it. If it's 14, say, they don't get water. I don't want 14 parts per trillion. If 20 parts per trillion is dangerous, I don't think that you can be that specific. He says, no, we want to save $100,000 to $250,000. Well, let me say a couple of things. First of all, Mayor, sue the companies that did it and make them pay real damages. $100,000 to $250,000 is chump change compared to the damage they've done to tourism, the damage they're going to do to people who might want to move to the La Crosse area or near the forever chemicals that have infected the water over there. I hope it isn't getting in the Mississippi River. It's certainly getting into the groundwater. Secondly, the Republican Party has basically shut down rules from the DNR that would have imposed lower parts per trillion data, acceptable data for forever chemicals. They said only the legislature can do it. So people said, okay, great, go ahead and do it. No, we got to study this. We think it's fine to have what it is right now. That's because they're donors. You know, the 3M is one of the ones that makes this stuff, and they've given something like $70,000 to the Republican Party. That's what's going on. Remember, this is a gerrymandered legislature, illegitimate, like the Russian Duma, really, absolutely illegitimate. They have 2/3 roughly of the assembly seats, and they got less than 50% of the votes in legislative elections. They basically represent their donors. One of their donors makes forever chemicals and discharges it, gives them $70,000, and that doesn't count other contributions to other Republicans and to trade associations and others that end up in the Republican Party's pocket. And they go, well, it's okay to drink bottled water in La Crosse and in Marinette and in Kewaunee, and it'll eventually spread to Waukesha and Milwaukee and Madison. The groundwater of Wisconsin is being contaminated by forever chemicals, which are carcinogenic. They can cause cancer. And the DNR says, well, 20 parts per trillion is not a good standard. It should be significantly lower than that. But that would mean financial liability on the part of donors to the Republican Party. So Voss stepped in and stopped it. And now the mayor said, I won't even give you bottled water. listen. Have the companies pay for it. The companies won't pay for it, and you don't want to sue them. You say it'll be $100,000 to $250,000. Hey, I'll tell you what, pay it. The people that contacted you as small kids do not want their kids drinking carcinogenic water. Period, end of story. Period, end. This isn't Flint, Michigan, you know. This is La Crosse. This is La Crosse. We advertise our state for tourism. We advertise clean lakes, clean water. We have the Mississippi River, the Chippewa Flowage, Lake Michigan, thousands and thousands of lakes, streams, ponds, all clean water. That's why people like to fish. That's why they like to water ski and swim. That's why they like to boat. They don't want to worry about water splashing on them. Remember something else. Forever chemicals, even if they go in the water, just don't stay in the water. They get onto land through irrigation. They get onto land, their landfill. You cannot eat the fish in some areas in Wisconsin that you catch. And it's catch and release, not because you have to release them, because you ain't going to eat them. What good does it do to fish if you can't eat them? What good does it do to fish if you can't eat them? What good does it do to have a cabin up north or in western Wisconsin where you can't go in the water? Can't water ski, you can't swim. And if you boat, you know, if you kayak or canoe or something, it's going to splash up on you. At some point, you're going to have trouble eating the crops. You know, I don't know, you know, when you have the Republican Party turning down $1.6 billion in our money for healthcare, a billion in trains, giving Foxconn up to $4.5 billion, and then letting donors for a $70,000 contribution to the Republicans poison our water and stop any effort by the scientific agency that's supposed to control this to impose safe and healthy standards for how many parts per trillion you can have, claiming that under the lame duck laws that you passed that the Republican Supreme Court approved, you are the governor. And the legislature is paramount over the DNR and the governor. And everybody seems to be putting up with this. Everybody seems to be putting up with this. There has not been an effective refutation by statewide elected Democrats. And the statewide elected people in general, there are no Republicans right now, but I'm talking about the leadership. They're not elected statewide, but they're elected speaker, illegitimate speaker, and illegitimate majority leader, and president of the Senate, by people who are statewide, the other reps, all gerrymandered, all illegitimate, all ciphers, the Russian Duma. Reminds me of the Village of the Damned. They all look normal, and then they suddenly stand and the mind meld at noon, and their eyes flash like diamonds, and they get programmed. They get programmed by Alec, and they get programmed by their donors. And it really doesn't matter how they get programmed. They will say to you, you're going to have cancerous groundwater. Deal with it. And you're putting up with it. And I don't mean Democrats alone. I mean Republicans and independents. You're putting up with poison water. You are putting up with fraud. You are putting up with having to use your tax dollars, more tax dollars, to pay for things that the federal government offered to pay with your federal dollars. All right, I'm getting worked up. Coming to the end of the show today, you have some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, The Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos on Tuesday, Busted Pencils. Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local, and my man, Pizza Box Mike, and Outside the Pizza Box, the King of Saturday, and Max Inc. Radio. This is it for Matt Flynn today. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off. Pina colada, Trader Vic's. His hair was